Can't buy me love, love, can't buy me love. I'll buy you a diamond ring, my friend, if it makes you feel.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. You remember Sidney Powell, attorney Sidney Powell? She was the one whom Trump, at one point, was going to appoint as the head lawyer investigating fraud in his election. Sidney Powell, piece of work, very much the Marjorie Taylor Greene of the legal profession. She's the one, remember, who said, well, in Georgia, Trump won. There was a conspiracy between the CIA and Hugo Chavez of Venezuela to cook the votes. CIA, Hugo Chavez. Hugo Chavez died, what, about 7 years ago? Hugo Chavez is pushing up daisies in Venezuela. He was a bad guy, but he also is deceased. And the CIA had nothing to do with it. She would just get up and say this stuff, and it would gin up people like the insurrectionists on January 6th. But she made a mistake, and a lot of them did, and even Fox News and some of the others made the same mistake. They not only said there was fraud in the election, but they assigned it to the voting machines, and then they mentioned the manufacturers of the voting machines, and one of them is Dominion. Now, Dominion is a very fine company. Dominion supplies products, its machines, its computer products for elections in Europe. Nice little business. Ironically, I don't know why they came up with Dominion, and they were lying, whoever they came up with, but why they just picked Dominion, because Dominion largely provided the machines in the United States in the rural areas that Trump won. They largely did not provide the voting machines in the urban areas that Trump lost. But they just picked Dominion out of the blue and said, in Dominion, there's a back door, a secret back door. And what it is you go in there and you vote for Trump, and through the secret back door, some gremlin grabs it and turns it into Biden. That's defamatory. Defamation is the overall tort. Libel and slander are the two prongs of it. Defamation, definition of defamation, is that somebody says about you something that's untrue and is reasonably likely to lower you in the esteem of the community. So it's not just that it's untrue. I mean, somebody could say that you won the Nobel Peace Prize. That's untrue, but it doesn't lower you in the esteem of the community. It raises you in the esteem of the community. But if somebody says you have a criminal conviction, or you did something, or your stuff is no good, say a restaurant, the food is bad or unhealthy or something, that does lower them in the esteem of the community. Libel is written defamation. Slander is verbal defamation. There used to be big differences between them in terms of proof and damages. That's less so now. And libel, there's an exception when I say it's written defamation. If you say it on television or radio, it counts as libel, even though it was verbal. And why is that? Because you get a large audience. I mean, you know, in print, it can go around. TV and radio, it goes around. If you shoot your mouth off to one or two people, that doesn't go around as much. Sidney Powell said this all over the place. She said it on television. This is defamation. And so Dominion filed a lawsuit against her in excess of $1 billion, about $1.5 billion. Now, there is a push in a lot of states, and including Wisconsin, and there's legislation and rules in states where you can't put the amount that you want in. You just say, they defame me, they libel me, and it caused me injury, and I want full damages. The reason for that is people put these inflated numbers in. They're not going to get $1.5 billion from Sidney Powell. She doesn't have $1.5 billion, and their damages would be hard to be shown to be $1.5 billion, but they'll be substantial. It will bankrupt Sidney Powell unless she settles, gives them some money, and confesses that she was lying. Sometimes they settle for that kind of thing. There was a case in one state where somebody demanded as damages more than the gross national product of the United States. Somebody demanded, I think, $100 trillion. Well, at some point, that looks ridiculous. But if you use billion and multi-million, a lot of journalists, it's a shortcut, lazy way to say it's a big deal. Sued her for $1.5 billion. Now, what would you think she'd do with that? You know, I would think she'd keep her mouth shut, give it to a lawyer, have them bring a motion for summary judgment or a motion to dismiss. There are a lot of libel defenses out there. You have to, if it's a public figure that's been libeled, you have to show that it was done with malice, with recklessness as to the truth. There's a doctrine that says if it's your opinion as opposed to a statement of fact, it's not libelous. The truth is here, she said it as a statement of fact. I'm not saying these defenses are any good. I'm just saying that a lawyer who's skillful in this area knows how to litigate them. What they don't need is a client who shoots her mouth off. And she shot her mouth off. And I'll tell you something, there's a little part of me, I don't know her lawyers, that they decided to have her say what I'm about to tell you as a legal strategy, desperately hoping it works. And here's what she said. Their response was that what I said, i.e. Sidney Powell, was so obviously crazy and false that no reasonable person could have believed it, and therefore Dominion wasn't damaged. This is normally a very bad idea. That right at the beginning of a libel suit, you go, of course I was lying, but it was so obvious I was lying, it was so nuts that nobody in their right mind would have believed that, therefore they weren't damaged. That, to put it very charitably, that is a high risk, very high risk defense to a libel suit. Very, very high risk. I mean, you could say a lot of things. You could say, I sincerely believed it. I realize now it's false, but so many other people were saying it, including Trump. I just relied on it. That's also false, by the way. She was the one who ginned it up. I'm not trying to give her lawyers some advice on how to conduct this defense, but there are a lot of different ways to do it other than, quote, yes, I was lying. Of course I was lying. It's so obviously nuts. I'm nuts. No reasonable person looking at me could believe me. You know, you say that in front of a jury. Remember, a jury is her peers, usually a 12-person jury, they're going to sit there, and they're instructed when they come into the courtroom that by the judge, he'll say something along the lines of, in every state, bring your common sense and your life experiences to this courtroom, and do not hesitate to rely on that. We want the reasonable judgment of people like you, basically. And most people are very unused to somebody saying, of course, I'm bat feathers crazy. Look at me. I look crazy. I'm dumb. And I was lying and nobody could have believed it. We're going to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today? Wisco Paul, the leadoff batter.
Hey, good morning, man. Happy hump day. So what she is basically saying is the Republicans and the Trump voters are very stupid people. And, the voter fraud really didn't exist, and DeJoy is responsible for the mail voting failure and the ballots being late. So she basically said with that statement that Republicans are stupid for believing the election was fixed, therefore the insurrection should have never happened. So I don't – it's just an amazing thing. Her, Giuliani – the guy that's running the post office right now, you know, what they've done to this country is just ridiculous. So I guess what I take from what you said again, Republicans are stupid for believing this to begin with. And Dominion, I don't know how many voting machines they make, but it's a whole heck of a lot anyway. So that's just my opinion this morning. And I would like to also hear your comments on the clown that's running the post office. It's just a disgrace. So, and then of course there's the gerrymandering. It just goes on and on and on. You know, I don't know if we're ever going to get back to normal. Okay, Matt, thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, Paul. As always, very good stuff. And you hit some the nail on the head in a couple of respects. You know, I'm hopeful for our democracy. I mean, we're resilient. My good. Yeah, we went through some must-win wars. The Revolutionary War, we wouldn't have had a country. The Civil War, or we would have been two countries. And then fighting the Nazis and the Depression, or we'd be a very different country. We've always come through it. Bigger challenges than we have now. We're going to come through this. And you hit the nail on the head on a lot of stuff. But one of the things is what Sidney Powell is overlooking with this stupid defense, which is basically saying, look at me, I'm clearly nuts. I'm clearly a liar. Nobody in their right mind could believe somebody like me. That just, you're calling down fire right on your own position. I don't think it works. But what she is overlooking and what you have identified is this had real consequences. If she had said something like that and everybody had said she's nuts and she slithered off into the darkness, they wouldn't have sued her. But it got picked up by a lot of people, a lot of governors. It got picked up by Trump, although I think he ultimately was the orchestrator of it. Giuliani, Fox News, governors and secretaries of state around the country, and 140 members of the House of Representatives in the Republican caucus who voted not to accept the certification of Biden's victory because they said there was fraud. And a big part of the fraud was what Sidney Powell and others, she's not the only one, they've sued a lot of other people. They sued Giuliani. They sued Trump. Lying about the voting machines. And when the insurrectionists went in on January 6th, they believed Sidney Powell. And a cop got murdered, Brian Sicknick, and somebody had his eye gouged out. Well, her lying had consequences. We're going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Much for money, money can buy me love, buy me love.